They said that Final Fantasy 13 is not coming out in 2010 in America.
Are you surprised?
No. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 17th, 2009. It's me and Edge Guy as usual, and Edge Guy's looking at his iPod already.
I'm silencing
it. Oh, you're silencing it. How considerate of you. I'm not, so if I get called on
your phone always rings, jerk.
I bet you it won't ring. So, you know what? There. We'll see. If it rings, I owe you a Coke.
I get the chair next time.
Yeah, no, you'll get a Coke. And you'll be happy with it.
All right.
Hello and welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to do our typical thing here. Going to start off with the news. We've got MPDs. December MPDs are in, so a lot of fun stuff there. It's not quite as exciting as November's. November's
kind of expected.
Yeah, November's were legendary.
Yes.
But these will be fun. Software's kind of interesting, actually. But you know, we'll get to that. I don't want to jump ahead here.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. And then we're gonna continue our countdown to games of the year kind of thing.
Number two
picks. I don't say game of the year so much. It's our favorite.
Our
game.
Favorite game of 2008. You know. Yeah.
So our number two picks are coming up for that. Then we're gonna talk about what we've been playing and you know are we gaming whatever. Talk about all that good stuff. Have you been playing much interesting?
I got one new thing.
I got one new thing too. We'll talk. We'll have something to talk about. Do not worry. So then after that, we are going to talk about downloadable game releases and then the weekly game releases. First week, we actually had a decent release.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Then after that, we're going to look at the 411 Mania's Top 10 list by Derek Robbins. And I think that's going to cut us out for today.
All right.
That's going to be where we're going to end it. So why don't we hit up that news, start with those NPD numbers.
All right. So your December 2008 hardware sales numbers. The winner this month is not the Wii. It's the Nintendo DS with 3 million. Then the Wii comes in with a 2.1 million.
More like 2.2 if you're going to round it up.
Yeah, I guess.
I heard, not that that number is low. It's still high. It's, even a little bit higher than last month when they did 2 million. Mm-hmm. I heard, it would have been higher, but there's just a
some analysts felt they could have hit 4 million.
There's just a supply problem. Yeah. So, this isn't a terrible problem to have.
No. And the Xbox 360 came in with 1.4 million.
Good numbers.
PSP with a million. PlayStation 3 with 726,000. And the PS2 with 410,000.
Okay. Well, okay. 360 saw a pretty good improvement. PSP did. You know, PS3 improved this month.
It's still a 2-to-1 margin.
Yeah, it's still not. Yeah, it still is a 2-to-1 margin. Not to the Wii, but to the Xbox 360.
Yes.
Now, that is something. A 2-to-1 margin to the 360. So they still have some catching up to do. We'll see where we are this time next year. I'm not going to yell at them again, as much fun as that was last
yes.
week. I'll tell you what hurts them, though, is we're about to look into the software sales. And we only have the top 10 here, but even in the top 20, they only have one game in the top 20 for the month.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Why don't you go to
Well, Wii Play was the big seller in software.
Well, Wii Play, there you go.
It was also the highest selling game of 2008, according to the NPDs. Man. Then World at War on the 360 with 1.3 million copies. I'm kind of surprised.
People say it's not bad.
They were 1,000 units shy of 1 million Wii Fits.
Jeez. I mean, they sell one of those. That's an expensive game.
I know. Mario Kart Wii. Then Guitar Hero World Tour on the Wii.
That's the best-selling version of that game is on the Wii.
Yeah.
That's something.
Gears 2 on the 360. Left 4 Dead on the 360. Which,
I'm surprised Left 4 Dead's doing this well.
Yeah, I'm happy for it. But yeah, it's surprising. Then Mario Kart DS, World at War on the PS3, and then Animal Crossing City Folk.
So Animal Crossing had a decent showing here for Animal Crossing.
You know what I'm honestly surprised is not on this list is Wii Music.
Wii Music's number 11.
Okay. Oh, really? It's, okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
I looked at the top 20 and just some interesting things. Yeah, Wii Music is number 11, and New Super Mario Brothers is on there.
That's crazy. Well, that's like people are like, oh, where's the sequel to New Super Mario Brothers? Like, people are still buying the old one. Yeah. Why would they make another
one? Mario Kart DS is no spring chicken either.
Yeah, seriously.
That game is still something mad. Now, why is New Super Mario Brothers keep selling, but Mario Galaxy kind of, it's there.
Well, I mean, it's relatively simple. Some people still can't wrap their head around 3D platforming.
Mm-hmm. You don't have the list of the top selling games of the year, but
Yeah, I know Wii Play was on the number one.
Wii Fit. I think the first, the first four were Wii games. I think it went like Wii Play, Wii Fit, Mario Kart, and Super Smash Bros. Were the first four.
Yeah.
So, you know, good software year for them. And, you know, I mean, seeing a Guitar Hero World Tour up there, wow. But didn't World at War come out for the Wii this time?
It did.
I don't know if anyone
cared this time. Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't seem to bother people to get Guitar Hero on the Wii.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much the same gameplay experience. Mm-hmm. Graphically, it may not be as good, but whatever.
They're supposed to get DLC, but that hasn't really happened yet.
Nah. We'll get to music game DLC in the Wii in a bit here.
Gears of War 2, so anything else you want to say about these? I mean, everything was up as they should be in
December. And then one thing, too, is like the NPD was reporting, they were saying, like, oh, PC gaming sales are down throughout the year, blah, blah, blah. But it should be kept in mind that the NPD does not report Amazon.com sales or, you know, anything like Direct to Drive or Steam.
Right, and that's a lot of sales these days, totally. I think,
especially so. when you look at, I mean, like, if Left 4 Dead's selling that well on the 360, it's got to be doing comparably at least on the PC Steam. And then, I mean, now EA's on there, and Sony Online Entertainment just joined it this week. They're selling all their MMOs on Steam now.
Mm-hmm.
So PC gaming's fine.
So it was I think it was a good fall.
Yeah,
for video games. Yeah. I mean, the recession might have hurt a little bit, but not too bad.
The problem is like the platform holders are being fine during the recession. It's smaller developers who are getting hammered. I mean, I don't really report on them because I don't feel like we have a lot to say about it. But there's just been so many studio closings the last few months.
Oh yeah.
But well, let's go into some trouble with the industry. Tomb Raider's having some issues right now. Apparently, they were like 500,000 units shy of their sales projections. So what is?
I don't know why their projections were so high.
Well,
for Tomb Raider.
Yeah. So what's their brilliant idea? They're going to make Lara Croft more female friendly. I don't even know what that means. But like, this is what I understand. Okay, Tomb Raider has underperformed the last three games. Then why not just drop it? Why are you trying to make something out of nothing? Like, they're so desperate to, like, make this franchise. Just be done with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to say because I have no attachment to this
franchise. Well, right.
Even, like, these last three ones, which are supposedly good, I don't like. So, I mean, I don't know. So, female-friendly, I guess. So what, she's not going to have, like, giant breasts anymore?
I don't know.
Isn't that, like, one of the only things people like? It's not like girls are going to suddenly like Lara Croft now.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it is what it is. You have to accept that.
We'll see. I mean, whatever. Tomb Raider, you know.
Yeah. Well, then, So there's the 360 exclusive DLC coming, and it was long thought that it was just content held back from the game because I don't know how the game ends, but from what I understand, it's kind of like you feel like there should be two more levels. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's not like it was done and they held it, but it was originally meant to be in the game and they just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
So they're finishing it and selling it, which is kind of shady.
I always hear problems with these Tomb Raider games trying to make the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It seems like these are games that might benefit from like a nice February release.
Oh, yeah, like if Tomb Raider came out like April, I think it'd do pretty well.
Like, was Tomb Raider really going to like compete with World at War and like Gears of
Gears,
War
2? Yeah, exactly. No. Exactly.
No.
So Neversoft is done with Tony Hawk. They're focusing strictly on Guitar Hero, and whoever's making the new accessory-laden Tony Hawk is doing that. They didn't really say who that was.
Well, whatever. I mean, Tony Hawk probably needs some new minds on that franchise. Neversoft is busy with Guitar Hero, so I'm not upset or anything.
Oh, you know what was amusing? So Bobby Kotick, the CEO of Activision, was on the cover of Forbes. There was an article about how he like bought Activision and like turned into what it is today. It's hilarious because like in one paragraph, the guy writing the story mentions how Kotick and Activision paid $100 million for the Guitar Hero license, and now it's this big thing. Then like two paragraphs later, as he's talking a little bit about EA, he mentions Rock Band, a shameless ripoff of Guitar Hero.
Ooh.
It's like,
and Forbes?
How about you do some reporting and investigating?
Forbes said that, really?
Yeah, it's like, you don't know anything.
These guys, getting some letters, I imagine.
Yeah, already comments on the page are like, you're an idiot. So I'll see if they correct it or whatever.
Shameless ripoff.
Yeah,
the word shameless.
Yeah, that was the quote. It's like,
first off,
it's like, you already pointed out that they bought it. They didn't create it.
Yeah, true. I mean, man. Plus, I mean, you have the whole Guitar Freaks thing before it.
Yeah, let's not forget that. That's my problem with like mainstream reporting of video games.
They don't know
what they're talking about.
They don't.
I should write for Forbes.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yes. All right, let's get into some fun downloadable things coming our way. First of all, the Dawn of War 2 beta will be kicking off January 21st on Steam if you bought Dawn of War Soulstorm. Otherwise, you have to wait another week till the 28th. I'm really excited for this game.
Which one's Dawn of War again?
Dawn of War, Warhammer, 40K.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not much of an RTS guy.
But this one, like this game, remember when Warcraft 3 was first shown and it was kind of being pitched as like a role-playing strategy game with like really small units and not a lot of base building? This is kind of following that.
Does that appeal to you?
Yes.
If you say so.
It looks awesome. I'm very excited for it. Let's see, on January 29th, we're going to get some Mirror's Edge DLC, the kind of time trial levels they showed. Mm-hmm. That'll drop for $10.
January 29th, that's cool.
On the 27th, we get Operation Anchorage for Fallout 3 on the 360 and PC. That's the one that for $10.
Takes place in Alaska.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that.
I hope so.
This past Wednesday, in lieu of a XBLA release, they released some Castle Crashers DLC. It's $2. It lets you play as the king and some knight with like his helmet opened. I think
there's some more weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
$2.
Yeah, whatever.
I heard that those guys are starting work on their next game.
It'll come out in 4 years.
I liked Castle Crashers, like Alien Hominid.
Yeah.
I feel like people kind of poo-pooed on Castle Crashers too much.
Well, I think the issue was that it took forever to come out, and then when it did come out, it took forever for the patch to come out.
I know. I'm probably the exception, but I just didn't have any problems with the online play. So,
I mean, that patch came out at Christmas, and at this point, like, I just don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Wii Rock Band Music Store has launched on Rock Band 2. There's the 20 free songs that were in the other versions are on there, along with 20 other songs, and they're slowly rolling out, so eventually it'll catch up with what's on the current-gen consoles.
Not bad.
Next, we have the DSi has been priced and dated for April 4th for $180.
That's a lot, huh?
That is a lot.
I mean, I guess if they're trying to make this kind of like an iPod
but
sort of
what
thing.
What does it offer that makes it worth $50 more than a DS?
Well, I guess that camera's got to be kind of expensive.
But it's not. It's VGA.
I don't know.
You lose the Game Boy port. How much memory's in it?
Oh, maybe I don't that's know. It. Maybe. I mean, look, they're going to get away with it if that's what you're asking.
Oh, yeah, they will.
April 4th, huh? I don't know if I need one. I like my Game Boy Advance port.
Yeah.
You know what I have in my Game Boy Advance port right now?
What?
F-Zero.
Nice.
Yeah, interesting choice.
Nice. So, in Japanese magazine V-Jump, a new Final Fantasy 13 character has been revealed. His name, I don't know how this is, Saz Kazroy?
Kazroy?
Yeah. I don't know, what do you think of this fellow?
Well, he's black, which is interesting. Because he's the first playable black character since Barrett.
Yeah.
And Barrett was kind of one big stereotype.
Do you think the pictures they're showing, are those CG renders or in-game? They gotta be CG.
Some of them are screenshots, and I don't know.
I don't know. For a second, it looked like they took a guy's picture of his face and stuck it on. It was weird.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
He's kind of have an afro, which is sort of silly.
Yeah, and he's got like a baby chocobo chick
with
him.
That baby chocobo thing is cool. The little chick chocobo is like smaller than his hand.
Yeah.
And also, he has dual pistols, which is neat.
Yeah, you know, that's always fun.
So, I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they handle the black character this time.
Yeah.
And then it looks cool. Who knows? Maybe he'll be this one's Balthier.
It could be.
He'll be the cool guy.
Just as long as like when he starts talking in the English version, he's not like yo, what's up?
Whoever is in charge of translating this stuff here has to know better.
Yes, let's hope. Well, I mean, 12 was solid, so hopefully, yes, that is the case.
12 was translated rather well. It had decent voice acting.
Yes.
10 did not have very good voice acting for the most part.
No.
I saw this funny video on Game Trolls, which was like, it was his worst voice acting moments in video
games. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Dude, I'd like to see that.
it was Final Fantasy X, this one thing from Devil May Cry. Remember, you've seen Animal Soccer World? No? Oh, you often see this. It was a CDI game. Well, you're watching that after this. Okay. Oh my god, you will not believe it. And then there was that game for, I can't remember what it was for, but it was like a weird game when, like, the guy just had all of his like friends do the voice acting, and it's terrible.
Oh, so it's like a recent game, right?
Yeah,
like some kind of JRPG.
Yeah,
yeah. The guy's like in the beginning, he's like overacting. He's like, I remember a light. It came out during the dawn.
Yes, the one guy just sounds gay.
It
like
is.
He has a lisp, and I don't think he's supposed to be. It's hilarious. Oh, anyway,
you mean Dr. Light? Anyway,
not Dr. Light. It's not like that. It's
we must hurry
worse.
Quickly, Meg Man. Anyways, we hinted at the beginning of the show. Square Enix president Yoichi Wada was talking with Reuters, where he revealed that Final Fantasy XIII will be hitting Japan in 2009 and the overseas release sometime in fiscal year beginning after April 2010. Now, that means at the earliest. It still will probably be delayed.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, most people are, like, shocked. Like, oh, my God, fucking Metal Gear 9.
That's exactly what I figured.
Yeah. If anything, I'm like, oh, April 2010, that'd be exciting.
If we get Final Fantasy 13 at Christmas 2010, that's probably what I figure right now.
Yeah. 2 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's not that ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. They just announced it way too early.
Yeah, but I mean, there were 3 Final Fantasy games on the PlayStation 1. There were 3 on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, the development has been a bit long.
This game better be like the greatest thing ever for as long as it's taking.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they've been working on it.
All right. So Sony claimed that they have 17 million PSN users. A lot of people call bullshit. So then they clarified. PSN users includes people who registered on a PS3, PSP, or the forum, since they merged it all. And unfortunately, there's no clear way of discerning just how many, like a way to compare it to, like, Xbox Live membership numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like, kind of padded their numbers and acted all proud of it. I just found that funny. What's this one? Oh, this is funny.
I like these news stories where you just throw salt in the PlayStation wounds.
Yeah, I know. So John Kohler, the director of hardware marketing at Sony Computer Entertainment America, told Gamma Sutra that the PlayStation 3 is still in its early adopter phase, thus explaining the low sales.
That's a pretty long early adopter phase.
Yeah, 2 years? Mm-mm.
Well, if it has that 10-year life cycle, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
maybe
it's
all comparative.
So, yeah, good luck with that. And, you know, Godspeed. Burnout. More excitement from them. On February 5th, the PC version of the game will be released, called the Ultimate Box, which will include the Party Pack DLC we talked about before. And on that day, the Party Pack will be available for the 360 and PS3. So this is like the hot swap controller multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun. Now, we were talking about studio closures. One of them is Free Radical. And some footage, well, first some concept art, then footage was actually leaked of Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Is Free Radical actually closing, or did you see a lot of cuts?
I'm not really sure. Because it's so much of it's rumor, and there's no official confirmation.
I'm not sure if they're really closing. I think there's just a lot of cuts. But yeah. Go on. Well, Hayes did not do well.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, this game looks sweet.
Battlefront 3. Yeah,
yeah.
It did.
Like, they have this really neat tech that you can see in the video where you from a an air vehicle, you can go from surface to, like, high altitude to space, and it very smoothly transition between the three. Now, the development is rumored to be going to either Rebellion, who are the guys who made the Battlefront Rebellion on the PSP, or it might actually go back to Pandemic, who made the original Battlefront games. But that tech is proprietary to Free Radical, so it'll just be like a cutscene, basically, for the transitions.
Yeah, that's too bad. Plus, there's that neat concept art of the Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the cinematics in this game looked incredible. Like, there's that one lightsaber fight. It looked really good.
Yeah, that's the point. I kind of wanted to play that Battlefront 3.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We'll see.
Circuit City is no more. After filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy in November, they could not find a financer or a buyer. So they are now liquidating all their remaining stock, and the stores will all be closing.
I mean, I know the recession probably hurt, but I kind of felt this was someday going to happen. I mean, just ours was never all that crowded ever since our Best Buy opened.
Right.
I mean,
plus, ours is in a weird location.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, I don't think they could ever compete with Best Buy, really.
No.
So, too bad.
And good news. Child's Play, although technically it's still not over, they're reporting the quote-unquote final donation totals. It is at $1.4 million in toys and cash. And
which is actually a little bit more than last year.
Yeah, so it was like 1.3 last year, so it continues to grow.
Very remarkable
thing. Congratulations. And the final item. Harmonix has actually said that they would love to do like a PSN version of Amplitude, which I would be all for.
Oh, yeah.
Amplitude was sweet.
I mean, they might have time to, because they said they don't want to make a new rock band this year.
Well, they're doing the Beatles game.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even still. I mean, it wouldn't take very many people to make an Amplitude sequel. Those games were fun.
Oh, that game was awesome.
Very, very. You can kind of see where Guitar Hero came from in those games.
Yeah.
The whole kind of scrolling note thing and all that.
The note highway, as they called it.
Oh, the note highway.
Yes.
Yes. It was good stuff. All right, then. Good news. Good news section.
Thank you.
I mean, I was giving myself some credit, too.
Okay.
I was there for support.
Yes. Yes, okay. You are. Thank you.
So, why don't we talk about our number 2 picks for our favorite game of the year. Okay, first off, my number five picks. For me, it was The World Ends With You.
For me, it was Braid.
Number four picks, what was yours?
Fable 2.
Mine was Mega Man 9. Number three, mine was Metal Gear Solid 4.
Mine was Left 4 Dead.
All right, what's your number three? I did number two. I mean, number four last time.
My number two is actually Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, okay, I'm
which
expecting this.
I should say, I actually, when I originally plotted this out, I had this and Left 4 Dead switched.
Or was Left 4 Dead 3?
3.
Okay.
Which would have been kind of funny if both our number threes were Metal Gear. But you said something like in the first week that made me think about it, and I decided to switch the two.
What'd I say?
I don't remember.
What do you mean? You don't remember? This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember.
Was there something when I was talking about how with Bioshock, how you had to like, when you look back at it now, or even when you're playing, you can kind of tell which game's going to be more important?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something made me realize, like, while Left 4 Dead's really fun, and, you know, I love that game, just Metal Gear Solid 4, I mean, like, they're probably, it'll be a long time before you ever see a game like that again.
Right. It's a more memorable experience.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, any other game, I would get annoyed with that many cutscenes and non-interactive bits, but somehow they're able to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
And I mean, it's just something I was thinking about. Like, you have to do think about what game is more memorable.
Mm.
Like, at this point, I'm gonna assume that Fable 2 is not your number one, and it's not my number two or my number one.
Fable 2 is my number four, we established.
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
Okay. But it wasn't, okay, it's not on mine at all. And for me, it's because I wasn't paying attention to you earlier. I'm sorry. I apologize now. I was busy trying to remember what my number four
That's
was.
Fair.
But like for me, I had a lot of fun with Fable 2, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very competent game. It was, you know, well designed, but it's not memorable.
It's like Crackdown in that regard. Like Crackdown was a fantastic game. But it's just like,
yeah, I guess I can kind of see what
you know
mean
what I mean?
There. Yeah, but like you don't take anything away from it. And the only reason I want to criticize like Fable 2 even more than, say, Crackdown is because Molyneux talked a lot about how he does want us to take away something from it.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard, I don't think Fable 2 worked all that well.
Right.
But Metal Gear Solid 4, I mean, you know, I'm glad you liked it because, I mean, you weren't even all that excited when it was about to come out because for a while you hadn't played Metal Gear Solid 3.
I beat 3 the night you were at the midnight launch for 4.
Right.
So then I was like all gung-ho about it.
Yeah, because you were down on the series because you didn't like 2 that much and you didn't like 3 at first.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, the series isn't any good, which I thought too because, like, for some reason, 3 didn't click with any of us at first.
No.
And now it's both one of our favorite games ever.
Right.
Plus subsistence helped. I can't imagine playing 3. Like
the Snake Eater original. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. That's when I tried to play it. Uh-huh. I think that's what always turned me off from it initially.
Yeah, I can't even imagine doing it like that.
But I remember even the day after you bought 4, I was going upstairs to the living room, and I hear the game on. I was wondering if it's you or Chris playing. It was actually Dad playing.
Dad was
he
playing?
On his own.
On his
turned
own?
On the PlayStation, started playing Metal Gear Solid 4. He had no idea what he was doing.
Man, I wonder what he thought.
He was just in that opening scene, walking around, had no idea where to go. But he tried. I was very proud of him.
I wonder what he thought of that opening part. You're just like watching TV, and it's like that cooking show, and you don't know how to change the channels.
Yeah.
takes a lot of people to realize you can even change the channels there.
Uh-huh.
You have to find that David Hayter interview. But like just like even that thing right there in the beginning, that was so interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like, no one's like, we're going to use live-action footage in our game. And it's not going to be very tongue in. It's not going to be all tongue in cheeky like it was in, like say, Command and Conquer.
Right,
you know,
right?
It's interesting things. Okay, so my number two, is Braid.
Wow.
Yes, Braid is my number two favorite game of the year. I feel this game was just immensely important.
It's definitely opened up the way for small independent developers to make a big splash in the industry.
Mm-hmm, yes. And, I mean, I think we're just going to – I just can't wait to see what kind of – how these sort of downloadable games are going to expand. And, I mean, even other games this year. I mean, Castle Crashers really impressed me.
You look at, like, the Pixel Junk series.
The Pixel Junk series?
Yeah, like
– World of Goo is amazing.
Yeah, like, I think 2008, if anything, was really the year of the small downloadable game becoming important.
Right. I mean, like, and, like Bionic Commando, Mega Man 9, those are fun. Those are big teams. Relatively big teams. At
right.
least from big studios.
Yeah.
Then you have, like, Bray. It's just, you know, like –
It's literally
guy.
Two guys. Yeah. Yeah.
And
– Same with Castle Crashers. It's two guys.
And Braid was just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a visceral kind of experience. I just enjoyed that game immensely. And you did take away something from that.
Yeah. And I will cop out to having bought the premium theme for it.
I bought it. I'm using it. Oh, it's so
well, because
nice.
When I went to go buy the Not Whole Island DLC, I had
I didn't have exactly
points.
Left, but I
had literally exactly. I was like, all right.
I bought a Wii Points card. I'm like, I am definitely using the rest of this to buy the Braid premium theme. It's a nice theme.
It is.
I love Braid. So, our number one pick's coming up next week, and I'm pretty sure I know it.
Should we just do it now?
No.
You sure?
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, here we go. It's going to be crazy. Should we count the three and say ours at the same time?
Wait, what?
We'll count the three, and then we'll both shout out our pick at the same time.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Really?
Nope, I'm joking. It's Fallout 3.
Oh! Yeah. High five. I was like, you bastard.
Nope. It was totally Fallout 3.
Yeah.
We agree.
Oh, my God. It's so unanimous. It must be the game of the year, then.
Yeah, I know.
That's it. Just you wait. Like, in April, they're going to release the Fallout 3 Game of the Year edition with all the DLC included. Oh. And on the back of the box, it's going to say Game of the Year, the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Both brothers.
Yes. AJ and Mike. It's going to be awesome.
Man, last year I was Bioshock and you were Orange Box. We disagreed.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm mad at you for any of your picks this year.
Yeah, I felt good on my picks this year. I felt like you would approve.
Fable 2, I question a little bit.
See, I just really like that game.
You know, what's your top? Let me hear your whole five again.
Okay, so it goes Braid, Fable 2, Left 4 Dead, Metal Gear 4, Fallout 3.
Okay. We have two of the same games. We have three. We both have
Braid, Metal Gear, and Fallout.
Yeah, and mine was Warden's With You,
and
Mega Man 9, then Metal Gear Solid 4, Braid, and Fallout 3. It's interesting that you have Metal Gear actually higher than me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised by that myself.
All right, and I have Braid a lot higher than you.
Fallout 3. Fallout 3 is just so good. Yeah. I mean, there's just an astounding amount of stuff to do in that game.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, for as big as it is, everything feels like nothing feels like filler.
Yeah, exactly.
It all feels like meticulously placed and planned and crafted.
And just like having it like so that everything is voice acted and then everything can be cinematic and everything is cool. Yeah, like, none of the side quests feel like side quests.
No, yeah. I mean, like, well, because like I went into this with more of the mindset of Oblivion, so when I did the quest for the people who like the vampire kind of cult, mm-hmm. what are they called? I don't remember. They had a name, but like when I got like an achievement for that, I almost found it weird because I was like, this is a side quest. Why did I get an achievement for it? And I found out like, you know, every quest has an achievement actually, because I mean that's just how much attention's put in.
But there's like some stuff I haven't even seen that is like really big side quests, like Tenpenny Tower. I've never even been there. And that's supposed to be like a huge thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And there's all this DLC coming out that I'm really looking forward to.
I can't wait for
it. And just the gameplay, the game looks so good, the game plays so well. I'll tell you what, I am shocked. If you would have told me this time last year that Fallout 3 is going to be my favorite game this year, especially with Smash Brothers and Metal Gear Solid 4 coming out,
mm-hmm.
I just would have been.
Smash Brothers didn't even chart for you.
No, it didn't.
Let's talk about games that.
Like, I was going to talk about games
we like, but why they didn't make our top five.
I just want to talk about games that maybe are other people's top list and aren't
enough. Yeah, exactly.
So, in Smash Bros., I'll talk about Smash Bros. Because I'm a big Smash Bros. Fan. So, what's wrong with Brawl? Well, nothing's wrong with Brawl. Okay, some things are wrong with Brawl. Tripping is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's stupid.
There's a mechanic in the game where your character will just randomly trip. Like, what the hell is that? Who got in a board meeting and said, guys, I got an awesome, awesome game.
Yeah, back of the box feature.
Guys, this is going to be sweet. Every once in a while, player, character,
just falls.
Going to fall on his face. And everyone in the room had to agree with him that this was a good idea.
Yeah, seriously. Like, where did that come from?
So, nah, I mean, I don't know. Now, the single player I thought was kind of fun for what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't have any problems with that. But, like, just in general...
It's just a lot of the more the same.
It is, but then the things that they did change, I don't really like that much.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, you'd play with items off, so, like, the Smash Balls are basically null for you, and...
Well, yeah, and I mean, yeah, Smash Balls turn out to be as, I was kind of hoping that maybe we might be able to use them, but no, they do make things a little too unfair. But just the game itself is more floaty than before.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, I could play it, I could grab people, and I can like you would throw them downwards. You can link that into a lot of cool moves. But now when you throw them, they're going to go too far away. You can't link things as mm-hmm. much. It's a much more defensive game than offensive, like the other one. And I mean, there's obviously a lot of things like about the music's amazing, the levels are pretty good, a lot of the new characters are good. At the same time, they nerfed a lot of characters that didn't need to be nerfed. And personally, the two ones they nerfed the most, Sheik and Samus, were my two mains.
Mm-hmm.
So that hurt for me.
Like I said, I don't understand how hard it is to balance that game.
Yeah.
I talked about this on the last Squadron of Shame podcast that'll be up in a week or so. And, like, I just don't understand, like, you know, people's criticism of Sonic, why he sucks, is he doesn't have any good Smash moves. Well, just make his punch hit people further. It's not that hard.
I think it's because when they, I feel like they don't test it with the items off, so they don't know. Because, I mean, if you play with items on, yeah, sure, I guess everything is random.
Yeah, you at least get, like, the baseball bat or something.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
like I said, it's just, it doesn't seem to me like it's that hard to make sure, like, everyone has, let's face it, they have three moves, mm-hmm. and then, you know, directional attacks. Yeah.
But, I mean, I was I really was kind of hoping that they might take it more in the direction of the tournament play style, and they did.
So well, that was but why would they?
I know.
It's a Wii game.
But it was a little disappointing for me.
Yeah.
But it's still a fun game, and if there was a top 10 list, yes, it would be on there.
Now, let's talk about Grand Theft Auto 4.
Because, honestly, obviously, that's gotten the most Game of the Year awards and everything, which I was kind of disappointed by.
I mean, I think my complaints with the game are well documented. That basically, my biggest problem is it feels like there's two teams within Rockstar. The team who wants to make, basically, Saints Row, and the team who wants to make this gritty, realistic, like, you know, crime thriller. And I think
a problem for me is that neither of those sound very appealing. Just me personally.
The crime thriller works.
Might be.
To the point where when I play the game, I'm trying to like role play Nico. Like I'm not just driving around running people over and getting chased by the cops for shits because it doesn't fit with like what they're trying to do. But like that's still there. Like, you know, if you do start like driving around like running people over and like Nico like starts like sarcastically shouting like sorry and it's like that just doesn't feel true to the character.
Right.
Know? And I wanted to like that character. And like I said, I mean, the thing was, I was playing that game a lot. We went on vacation in May. And that was the last time I played it before we left for vacation.
Yeah.
I've literally not touched it since.
Yeah, I kind of just got halfway through and just sort of slowed down after a while. And I mean, for me, like, I mean, it was kind of fun, but like, the novelty of doing, it used to be I had a lot of fun in Grand Theft Auto just, you know, trying to get the cops after me and having fun with that. But that's grown old.
And I think Crackdown kind of ruined that. I think Crackdown does that better.
Yeah, it does. Because Crackdown's fun, because when you get out of your car, it's almost more exciting to run away from things.
Yeah,
and when you get out of your car in Grand Theft Auto, it's kind of awkward still.
I can understand why people like this game so much. It is very well crafted. It's got a lot going on. I think, like I said, the things I talk about, and I just think it's too long. Like, the narrative, I don't know.
I feel like a lot more things should be side missions, and mm-hmm. they aren't.
And plus all that crap, too, about having, like, all the social things.
Yeah, I don't like the way the social things work in there at all. It's just annoying.
Yeah, because it's like you're in, like, the middle of doing something, and, like, your cousin's calling you to go bowling. It's like, yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah, and then like, every time I do that, because
then
I'm
they
trying
get pissed at you.
Not even so much, like, sometimes they won't, but, like, since I'm trying to kind of roleplay, I just feel bad.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to go play bowling with you. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, I could see if it was like the greatest bowling game ever, but it's not.
Yeah, you know, I'm not in Grand Theft Auto 4 to go bowling.
Yeah,
jack of all trades, master of none is what I think.
Yeah,
I think there are better.
That's always been the issue. I mean, you know, there's better driving games, there's better shooting games, there's better bowling games.
If I want to drive, I'm going to play Burnout. If I want to shoot, I'm going to play Gears of War. Better bowling games. I like the way you said that. Oh yeah, you know what? I personally felt bad for not putting Gears of War 2 on my list.
I only just started playing it this week, and I'll talk about it more when we get to what you've been playing. But I mean, it's a phenomenally solid, really great game. But again, much like Smash Brothers, I kind of hate to call it Gears 1.5 because I mean, honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just familiar and it's good.
The campaign is a lot better, which you haven't played much of yet.
Yeah, I'm like a third of the way through the game. But okay, well, you as someone who's played the game, like why did it not chart for you?
Yeah.
Was it just a case of there being more different and interesting games this
kind
year?
Kind of. Like, it could have been my number five really easy. And I wanted Roland Ends With You at number five because it wasn't getting a whole lot of recognition, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything bad to say about Gears of War.
I'm really liking it, and like, I'll talk about it more.
Right. So, I mean, I kind of wish like I had a number six spot to put it in because I did like it. And I'm not trying to be like edgy, like, oh, I don't like this really, you know, mainstream game. I liked Gears of War 2 a lot.
Right.
I had no problems with it.
Another game that is probably like it would be number six for me, and I feel like a lot of people don't remember it, is Civilization Revolution.
That was a fun game.
Let's face it, I probably put 100 hours in that game this year.
There you go. Interesting.
And another one, too, is Burnout. I mean, I think a lot of people tend to forget it was January 2008.
Then there's other kind of game releases that had a lot of hype, like Spore.
Yeah, Spore was fun. Spore's fine, but it wasn't like, you know, it didn't melt my brain cells or anything.
No, nothing like that. We had Lich King, which was a good expansion, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even in that content yet. At least you are.
Mirror's Edge was... I liked Mirror's Edge more than I liked it more than most people.
I think and I like the potential of what's – I mean, it's a cliche, but like I can't wait for the sequel.
Yeah.
I think once they get some player feedback on it and find out what people liked and what they didn't, they'll be able to craft a really good sequel.
It wasn't at this point. It seemed like a lot of people were talking like, oh, the story's going to be good. And, of course, it wasn't all that good.
Right. Anytime someone says their game story's going to be good, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Prince of Persia. I also had a lot of hype.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a fairly predictable game. I pretty much knew what it was going to be like going into it. Yeah,
it was fun, but I will say some of the criticism against it is warranted. It is almost a little too autopilot-y. It's fun still, and
I really like it.
It's not even so much for me that, like, oh, you can't die. It's just, it's very formulaic. You keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's the one issue. It's still a fun game.
Yeah.
And I still do not hate it. How about Bionic Commando Rearmed was fun?
Oh yeah, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, but you don't have Mega Man 9 on your list.
No.
Would it have been like?
Top 10.
Okay. Wasn't it for you? You're just not as much of a fan as.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a Mega Man game, and I mean, I really liked it. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, I just feel like there are better things this year.
And I don't have Left 4 Dead on my list, which I liked, but I don't seem to think that Left 4 Dead was kind of a fun thing for me that I didn't think was necessarily all that important, maybe as other people do. I wouldn't put it on my top five. No. Is there anything else
Are there any other big games this year?
A lot of people for like Wii, and like the sites had to come up with their Wii game of the year. They were having like a hard time. Like they didn't want to do Smash Brothers for whatever reason. So it was either like World of Goo or No More Heroes were always winning.
No More Heroes.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to try it, but yeah, not a great year for Wii games. There's some games I haven't played yet. Like, I have Valkyria Chronicles for PS3.
I mean, I played the demo for that, and I really liked it. I bet that's good. I don't have a PlayStation.
I'm in the midst of Persona 4, and if I had beaten Persona 4, I could have easily been on my top five. I'm really liking that game.
Out so late in the year, and it's such a long game.
Yeah. When did Professor Layton come out? Not this year.
That was this year.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
As I was talking what we've been playing, I'm playing that now, and I'm really liking it.
So yeah, any other 2008 games you want to bring up?
No, I think we can put 2008 in the tank.
All right, it is in the books. Done.
So that's interesting. Then Fallout 3 for both of us. Yeah. Wow.
And then Operation Anchorage comes out in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
Aren't you shocked that I liked Fallout 3 that much? I mean, at this point, I guess you're over it. But
no, I'm still pretty much. Amazed?
Did you think it was gonna be my number one from the beginning?
I thought there was a chance.
Because I was talking pretty highly about it for a while. Now.
Right.
What about when it was just down to two? I had your last two pinned. Mm-hmm. I knew you were going Metal Gear Fallout 3. What about me?
I didn't know what your number two was.
You didn't think I was going to put Braid that
no,
high?
No, I didn't think you'd put it that high.
I guess if I was you, I would have thought that I was going to say Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I kind of was expecting that.
Yep. Well, I threw a curveball.
Oh, man. Swing and a miss.
Normally, I feel like last year we did a segment where we talked about games we were looking forward to in 2009. But, like, besides for, like, things coming out by March, we don't know much about 2009 yet.
No, not really.
I imagine Bioshock 2 is coming.
It'll be, like, maybe. Heavy Rain, I think, will be neat.
Yeah, but I don't know much about that. Basically, right now, the big one for me is Resident Evil 5, and that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting that demo soon. Late February, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Co-op. We'll have co-op. Hopefully lets you play with a friend directly.
Oh, I think so. Someone was trying to get me to like download the demo and play
the
with
Japanese
them.
One.
Yeah, play it with them. I was like, that's okay.
Yeah, it's
when they told me I had to burn a disc, I was like, no. Okay, then I guess we can move on now. So
what you been playing?
Or are we in gaming? There's still one more one up yours. I feel like I don't want to take it.
Oh, really?
I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't know. So what games have you been indulging?
So yeah, like I said, Gears 2. I'm about a third of the way through it.
What part are you in the campaign? Do the part where you're kind of going through that big forest.
I am in what's the town? It was slight spoiler, but it's the town that gets sunk.
Okay, so but you did that part where you were in those crawly things.
I just found Baird. That's where I am. I just found Baird.
That's cool. But you did that part where you were like kind of crawling, going through the forest. You can see really far in the distance, like the other ones.
Was that? Is that the part where you're escorting the big roller trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wasn't that cool?
Oh yeah, that was really awesome. Neat.
I like Baird.
A lot of people didn't like that sequence from what I remember reading because it's like just because it's kind of static and you don't really move around a lot.
I thought it was pretty cool. Sweet. Yeah, it looks sweet. I liked it. I was pretty okay with it. I tell you what, you may not even be a third of the way through because you're just like me. You're thinking Gears of War 1. This is a much longer campaign. Really? General Grievous fell down.
That thing's been there forever.
How did it fall down?
I don't know.
Put it back up.
Okay.
Put his leg back in place.
I'll do it later.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, like people really knock the dialogue in that game, but I think it fits.
Yeah, at this point.
But you know, like the whole shitload, more like 10 shitloads, I think that's exactly what Marcus Fenix would say. And you know what?
He's not an educated man. He's not well read.
No. But there's one cool thing. Like, it's these little things that I find fascinating in games. You'll notice whenever Marcus starts talking to somebody, no matter which direction you're walking or facing, he'll actually turn his head to, like, address the person. Yeah. Little things like that, I think, are so cool. What makes that game work?
I love the tech in that game.
It's it's a lot of fun. Phenomenal.
Are there any new weapons, like, you have to play around with yet?
The mortar launcher is awesome. That's fun. I love that thing. It's so fun.
There's always good applications of that.
Too. Yeah. The one part where you get to the end with the rollers. Mm-hmm. And, like, first, like, some boomers come out and then a couple of reavers. Mm-hmm. You're just launching these mortars on them. Oh, I had a blast with that.
Yeah. I love that game. I thought it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I've been playing Professor Layton, finally.
Yeah, so you've been doing everybody's math homework for them.
Right, and I started it a while ago, but I was just like, man, I need a DS game to play, and I was so kind of bored, and I've been carrying my iPod with me forever, and not my DS. So I was looking back at like, what I could play, and Professor Layton struck me, and I really am enjoying it. I've played 10 hours in it since
It's a phenomenal game. It's really good.
And it's a fun game because you can just pick it up, you know, open up,
play a puzzle.
The puzzles are definitely getting harder now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like it's a lot more. It's less like
calculus.
It's less wordplay. Like a lot of them was just like
logic.
It was logic, and it was like, oh, there's a trick here, and you know, you have to just think. Now a lot of it is like there's math involved. You have to figure things out a little bit.
Right.
It's a little harder, but you know, and so far there's only been one time where there's a puzzle that was just so kind of weird that I had to like go on GameFAQs and find the answer. Only one. I've done 100 puzzles so far, a little bit more. So that's pretty good, I guess. But I love the OSR of that game, and they have these like animated cutscenes that are just awesome.
I love those cutscenes.
I like the voice acting too.
The movie will be good.
I hope so.
I hope
they translate for America because I love that Professor Layton voice.
For sure, they've got the voice and everything.
He's such a great character. He's so polite.
Like I said, he's a gentleman's gentleman.
Right.
He's got the top hat.
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
So I hinted at it earlier, but I got the Not Whole Island DLC on Fable 2. I've just scratched the surface of it, but I mean it's great. I mean it's substantially new content.
I just want to say like. When I put it in and then I started my game, since I had so many real estate that I got enough money to buy Fairfax Castle.
Yeah.
So I got the castle. And it's cool because like, when you do it, it kind of starts a series of a quest, actually, where people invade your castle and you kind of have to go into like this tomb under it. Not really a tomb, but like this cavern.
The catacombs.
Yeah, the catacombs. And then you get to the end and there's like a potion there and it's like, you drink this potion, you get to turn into a girl, but if you leave the room, the potion will be gone forever. I didn't really want to turn into a girl, but like I felt like I did all this stuff and that I should, you know, get whatever they give me. So I turned into a girl. First, I was a pretty husky one, but I got to Not Whole Island. I took some potions and slimmed down, made myself a little shorter.
Wait, you got Not Whole too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you got it.
I got it, yeah. I turned the place from winter to like not summer. It's kind of summer, but it's droughty right now.
Yeah. I'm in that first cave you go into after you get the ice key.
Yeah, that's
I kind of forgot how much I really do enjoy the flow of combat in that game, mm-hmm. where you like melee a couple guys who are near you, and then just pull out your pistol and shoot a guy over there.
I got
there.
A cool gun, man.
That's well, you know, one of the guns you could get in Not Whole Island is basically the SMG from Halo.
Yeah, I saw it. That's interesting.
Like Hal's gun, it's called. You have to trade in an experience potion for it. I think I'll go for that. Why not?
Yeah, sure. But it's still Fable. It's still fun. Mm-hmm. I still wish. Just looking at those. There's still not as many clothing options as I wish there would be.
No, well, I guess one of the things you get is like an actual thing of like plate armor that you can get on the island, and there is like that assassin's outfit too. Like
still,
you got like the boots that they start you off with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the way my guy looks. He's got like this cape and like the Rangers jerkin and this like wizard's hat.
I like the way my guy looks. I'm trying to work out my girl's look right now. It's a little more difficult. I'm not much into that fashion sense. So, you know, Fable 2. Fun stuff. I got a nice achievement, by the way, for doing that castle thing. I got 50 gamer points.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I have to try that.
I unlocked a title called Mayor. So I'm Mayor now.
Oh, nice. I think I'm Lionheart.
Yeah, I was Lionheart for a while. Then after I did the big sacrifice at the end. Oh, I got my dog back too, which is cool.
Oh, how did that happen?
Well, there's this place in Not Whole Island where you just have to sacrifice anybody and then you get a dog. And like, it doesn't even take away from your like, morality. Purity. Yeah, it doesn't even. Like,
yeah, that's good.
So I got my dog back.
Yay.
Yeah, which made me happy. It was worth the $10 alone.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, because they probably realized it kind of would suck to not have the dog anymore to go through this whole new adventure.
Did you play anything else we're talking about? And I've been playing Persona. I've been working on that.
The 1.1 patch for Puzzle Quest on the iPhone came out. So
what to do?
It made the text legible, fixed some slowdown, and like a lot of the graphics were muddy because they didn't really port them over properly. So they finally redid all the graphics properly.
Well, there you go. Fixed it.
Yeah, I love that game.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I played a lot of it back when it was on the PSP.
Well, it's still there.
Okay, I'm just saying. I know. Just to make it clear that I'm not playing it now.
Right.
I got a problem with the way I word things.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Is there anything else you played? We move on.
That's it.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Let's move ahead. Man, I got some Wii points that I still need to spend on a game.
Wii points, huh?
Yeah, speaking of which, I remember the Virtual Console game excited me because this is...
Yeah, it's Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse on the NES.
A really good Castlevania.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, after, like... I played that newer Castlevania, Order of Ecclesia. Just after a while, I'm like, okay, maybe I'm done with the Metroidvania thing. I kind of wish it would make more like the old Castlevanias.
Well, I thought Order of Ecclesia was kind of like in between somehow.
Not really. Yeah. It's still very RPG-like. I mean, like, very linear, just attacking people. And, like, the jumping mechanics have to be a lot different than these older ones. Mm-hmm. You're more committed to your jump. You can't float
like
around.
Adjust in midair. Yeah.
You can a little bit, but it's not nearly like, you know, you're double jumping and you can, you know... You can start a jump 5 feet from the right and then end 5 feet to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much like that. But Castlevania 3 is... I think that's my favorite NES Castlevania game. It's cool because you can kind of switch between characters, including the first appearance of Alucard.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And probably easily worth 500 Wii points, I think.
Isn't it funny how they could get away with just spelling Dracula backwards and like no one even seems to like notice.
It's a good name.
Good. Yeah, it does work.
It makes sense. It's his son. So.
The WiiWare game, something called Jungle Speed, and then something called Planet Pachinko.
Whatever.
Yeah. Xbox Live Arcade did not have a new game. They had the Castle Crashers DLC.
Okay. Nautical Island, I guess. Also. Yeah.
On the PlayStation Network, on the PS3, something called Magic Ball and GTI Club Plus. And then a PSP game, UMD game released for download, Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins.
Which a lot of people criticize for being too hard, which I kind of thought was weird because that's the whole point of these games, right?
Yeah, and that one actually has an easy mode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Whatever.
GameTap has a Mahjong Investigation Under Suspicion. And Shattered Union is a turn-based strategy game set in the Civil War.
Okay.
GoodOldGames.com has Simon the Sorcerer 3D and Pure Pinball 2 Redux, which I remember seeing severally on worst game covers ever list. The cover is like, it's like these three girls who are not in the game. They're just scantily clad women.
Oh, I know this one.
But then like they're also repeated behind themselves. If you go on GoodOldGames, you can see the cover. It's kind of funny. It's nice. Very redundant.
Nice.
Well, what's on shelves, Mike?
Oh, all right. Let's take a look at our new releases. Like I was hinting before, we kind of had a big one finally. It was Lord of the Rings Conquest.
Hey, you played that.
Which I forgot to talk about because I talked about the demo a lot. It's probably good that I talked about it here because the big thing at the comment is reviewers do not seem to like this game at all, but I like it. I don't know. It seems fun to me. It's very – I mean it has that Lord of the Rings movie feel to it, turned up a notch or so. But, you know, just listening to the music and the modes are fun. I mean you got Team Deathmatch. You have a Capture the Ring mode, which is kind of tedious because it's one of those things where like you both – both teams are on different ends, and the ring's in the middle. You got to take it to the enemy base.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it'll usually be like, well, somebody will get one capture real quickly, then you'll be stalemated for a while.
The rest of the time, yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's fun. People say, like, it's not that deep, and it's not, like, terribly deep, but there's a lot to those classes and stuff. I don't know. I think it's a fun game. So, whatever, we'll see. We'll see what history thinks of it, I guess.
It is.
But it came out for 360, PS3, and PC. Also, Mirror's Edge finally came out for PC.
I kind of wish they'd do a demo. I just want to see how the physics stuff looks on my computer.
Right. Did you hear about this Moon game for the DS?
No.
Came out. It's like a first-person shooter. IGN gave it a good review.
Really?
And then everyone else didn't. So, huh. I don't know. But it looks interesting. It's apparently a first-person shooter.
Conquest came out on the DS. I didn't know there was a DS version.
There's a DS version, which I do not know anything about.
Yeah, I wonder what that's like.
So, you know. Buyer beware. Commander in chief for the PC, where you take the role of Barack Obama as you solve real world issues, including economy, energy, national security, and terrorism.
Interesting.
So it's a Barack Obama simulator. Interesting. Neighborhood Games for the Wii mini game collection, I imagine. Inkheart for the DS, January 12, which is based off the movie.
With Brendan Fraser, your favorite actor.
Oh, goody. Yeah, that's true. Personal Trainer Math for the DS.
All right.
Oh, boy. And that's about it.
Yep.
Math trainer. Sounds like Professor Layton at this point. I kid. I love Professor Layton. Let's get to that top 10 list of Derek Robbins. This is kind of, last week he did top 10 things he wants to see in 2009. This is top 10 things he doesn't want to see.
That makes sense.
It doesn't, yeah. You know. So there we go. Number 10 is Street Fighter 4 version 2. So he doesn't want to see like a Street Fighter 4 Turbo or Street Fighter 4 Hyper.
And hopefully with DLC, if they did want to do something like that, it would just show up like that.
Right. But I know what he means. We don't need to see a million versions of this game like we did with the other ones. 9 for Punch. He doesn't want to see Punch Out Weedy just go through the motions.
Right.
He wants it to be a full game. And I definitely agree with him. I hope it's good. I hope it's not just kind of like Wii Sports Boxing. He doesn't want to see Killzone do killing PSN servers the week.
Oh, I know. Like, if that happens where like that game comes out and like PSN crashes, like people need to figure like what every company should do, well, like Microsoft and Sony, they should have like the emergency server bank. That's just there for like when a game launches. They could turn that on for like a week.
We'll see. I mean, first we'll have to see if Killzone do sells well. I still want to play that demo, but you had to pre-order the game or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Number 7, he doesn't want to see MLB 2K9 sucking.
Yeah, that'd be good. Agree.
Yeah, I like
baseball.
The show is pretty good.
Yeah, I do like the show.
And I kind of like Biggs too. But
yeah, they need to make another Biggs.
I want to say that he approves of the cover athlete because of the National League Cy Young Award winner. And I'll disagree.
Boo.
Because the American League Cy Young Award winner Cliff Lee could pitch the pants off of that guy.
Agreed.
Go Indians.
Hey.
6, Valve ignoring 360 gamers with Left 4 Dead.
They kind of
did it with Team Fortress.
No, they said they won't, and the Team Fortress stuff is coming.
Yeah, supposedly. So we'll see. 5, he wants to see Sonic Team develop a good...
He does not want to see Sonic Team develop Sonic.
Fair enough. Yeah, well...
Good luck with that.
They're not called Sonic Team for a reason, I'm afraid. But, yeah, I wish so too. 4, he doesn't want to see Sony using the 6-axis anymore. And he commends them because in 2008 they didn't very much.
So. Remember Lair, he says.
Yeah. 3, he doesn't see word of a 5th-gen Pokemon game. He doesn't want to see a new Pokemon game announced too early.
I just think the next Pokemon game, I think it needs to be something different.
What, you want it to be a console game? Or
it needs to not play exactly like the original from 1996.
But these last Pearl and Diamond were my favorite ones since the original. They were really good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's starting to feel dated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they're still doing well enough. But yeah, and they might be able to figure out some things. I mean, it was cool with Pearl and Diamond because they did get a lot of online stuff working pretty well. So we'll see. 2, he doesn't want to see any more parentheses Wii games. Which means like he doesn't want to see more Wii Sports, and since we're seeing Wii Sports Resort already, this will not be happening.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, considering how well these games sell, you know, yeah, sorry is a good way to put it. 1, he doesn't want to see Guitar Hero junk.
Well, we already got Metallica coming in like March.
Yeah, there Metallica made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I'm upset because Iron Maiden's not in there, but they may never be. From what people tell me who know about these things.
No.
Apparently, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guys do not like metal very much. Like they put in like the biggest names. Like they put in Black Sabbath.
Right.
They put in Metallica. We'll see. He gives us, you know, props for the last episode where we talked about the whole 1-Up thing. It seems like that happened so long ago.
Yeah.
All that crap was going up.
Just a week and a half.
It's just a lonely week ago, man. And, we're done, huh?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. Well, I got a decently sized episode this week. This is good because I'm kind of tired.
Yeah, me too. I don't feel good.
I know you don't feel good. You've been complaining all day.
Oh, like you should complain about complaining.
I don't complain.
No.
I never complain.
You just inform us.
Yes, that's true. All right, so thanks for listening, everybody.
Should we talk about stuff that's happening? Oh yeah, we probably should
because we brought it up on the Squadron of Shame podcast that's coming out soon. Now you guys might have heard us on the Squadron of Shame podcast, which was kind of an internet group that we joined in a 1-Up. I joined it first, and you kind of rode in my coattails, if you will. Rode in my coattails. I don't think that's how the expression goes.
No.
Followed my coattails.
Something about coattails. I don't know.
Bandwagons. Okay. Anyways, we're a group of people. You know, there's not maybe about a dozen of us regularly participate. Not a huge group, really, yet. We kind of play through underappreciated games together and stuff, and we talk about them. We're like a book club with gaming, I always say. But anyways, our kind of leader, I like to think, Beige, is he probably wouldn't like being called a leader, but there he goes.
Pichu technically founded it.
Pichu founded the club. Pichu's very important too. We're all important. But Beige is making a new website for us, and the website is going to look amazing.
Yeah, guys. It's like a full blown.
It's gonna knock your socks off. It just looks so professional. It's something. And we are gonna actually start being hosted on that website on SquadronofShame.com. So yes,
we will be part of the Squadron of Shame podcasting network, as you and I keep calling it.
Yes, yes. And nothing about the show will change too much. We might we're gonna be having guests on more often, hopefully. People from the squadron, no more than two at a time.
That's making us truly one of yours.
Yeah, especially when we get Pete Davidson on, John Davidson's younger brother.
That'll be great.
Yeah, then we're just going to be a complete ripoff. Our transformation will be complete.
Yes.
So in that, I'm looking really forward to it. Now, it's hard to say when this is going to happen exactly. Probably not by next week.
It's all when the site's done. We probably won't be using explodingbarrel.wordpress.com anymore. We'll transition to the squadronofshame.com. I don't know the technicalities yet, but I'm going to try to keep the iTunes thing the same. If it does change, we'll check squadronofshame.com, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, and I'll put just a 30-second audio file in the current iTunes feed to be like, you should switch to our new feed.
Right. But this isn't happening right away, and I think we'll keep the WordPress site going for a little bit during the transition, at least.
Yeah, and we'll let everyone know what's going on.
Keep going to WordPress.com or wherever you find us at. Don't worry. This is very good stuff, I think.
Yes, we are moving up in the world.
Yes.
I mean, beans don't burn on the grill.
Again, I really can't wait till you guys see this site, because it's
going to be awesome.
I mean, it's a kind of a social networking sort of thing, and I really hope everyone who listens joins it up, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Because we're going to have the Squadron of Shame podcast, which kind of do the more specific things. We're on one game or a topic, and they're kind of more intelligent. Whereas we're more of like...
We're like the kind of week in review.
Yeah, you know. We are what we are.
We will keep doing the exact same show.
We're a bit more dumb, and we're fine with that.
And we yell more.
Yes, because we know each other so well. I'm going to be more rude to people when they're on this show. I'm very polite on this.
You are, yeah.
I'm very polite when we're on the Squadron of Shame podcast.
On our damn show.
Yeah, that's right. I'll make fun of them. You know, Beige, how you're Canadian. With Angry Jedi, like, how you're British. Bob Pichu will be like, how you're in New York. You're stupid. All right, everybody. So thanks for listening very much. Thank you very much. I literally said thank you for listening very much. What the hell's wrong?
That makes sense, kind
of. Okay, why am I going on and on?
Yeah, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com is where you find us now.
Keep going there. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And me at adjguy711@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you have a good week.
Yeah.
See you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.